Rico feeling the impact of Hurricane Fiona. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. An already water-saturated area now under siege by flooding rains.
It's been 5 years since Hurricane Maria really devastated the island, and a lot of the power grid is really not back up to kind of standard. So they're going to have massive power outages, and it's a slow-moving storm. That means we're going to be watching for the rainfall totals to really pile up in some spots, probably over 2 feet of rain.
Fox Chief Meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. Looking for suspects in a deadly shooting.
This cold-blooded murder happened near downtown Baton Rouge, just miles away from LSU's campus. Baton Rouge police identified the victim as 21-year-old Allison Rush. Investigators say the LSU senior was found shot multiple times inside her bullet-riddled car near a train crossing around 2 a.m. Friday morning. Police say Rice had been out with friends that night and believe she was stopped at those railroad tracks, likely waiting for a train to pass, when she was shot. And as you can imagine, those who knew and loved this young woman, who was described as free-spirited, are absolutely stunned.
Fox's Charles Watson. A call for war crime tribunals against Russia from the European Union after new evidence and the discovery of mass graves with signs of torture.
First of all, at the moment, we have fixed 34,000 war crimes in Ukraine.
Andrei Kostin, Prosecutor General of Ukraine, on CBS's Face the Nation. President Biden and the First Lady paying respects to Queen Elizabeth II today in London. The president commenting after signing the condolence book.
She was the same in person as her image. Decent, honorable, and all about service.
As many as 500 world leaders are converging on London for Monday's funeral. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Gas prices may be falling, but historic inflation is pushing up the cost of most other consumer products. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein was on Fox News Sunday.
Yes, prices remain uncomfortably high. That's why it's the top priority. That's why we're doing everything we can, whether it's a release of oil from the strategic reserves that the president oversaw to help on gas, whether it's our work in the ports, whether it's ocean shipping costs, a bill the president signed to help bring those costs down 60%. We've got a lot more work to do.
The White House recently taking a victory lap, celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act meant to tackle clean energy, health care, and taxes. Abortion is a hot topic for the upcoming November midterm elections. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham proposing a bill.
I don't apologize for being pro-life. I think the pro-life movement has found a position that most Americans will agree upon. There'll be plenty of pro-choice people who will say at 15 weeks, we should ban the late-term abortions, exceptions for rape, incest, life of the mother. The people are with me.
On Fox News Sunday, he said 70% of the Americans agree with him. Some border town governors are sending migrants to sanctuary states. Fox's Gernal Scott.
A flight landing at Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts last week is the latest location that border crossers are being sent to with little direction from that point. Washington, D.C., Chicago, and New York City still see them coming. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said on ABC's This Week, this tactic is purely political.
Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis just wanted to use this political ploy instead of understanding these are people, these are families, these are human beings.
Mayor Adams says his city has received thousands of migrants from the southern border, which has led him to discuss better coordination with the Biden administration.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.